Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Senior BJP leader Om Birla elected as Speaker of the Lok Sabha for the second time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi and leaders across party lines congratulate the new Speaker. India asserts for reforms in UN Security Council to enable it to effectively manage today's global conflicts. In Kenya, 5 persons shot dead by police during agitations against new tax proposals by the government. International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking being observed today. And in swimming, Dhinidhi Singhu and Srihari Nataraj qualify for Paris Olympics. Senior BJP MP Om Birla was elected today as the Speaker of the 18th Lok Sabha for the second consecutive term. He was elected by voice vote as the opposition did not press for voting in the House for its candidate, Congress MP K. Suresh. After his election, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju escorted Mr. Birla to the chair of the Speaker. Earlier, when the House met this morning, Prime Minister Modi and 12 other NDA leaders moved motions to elect Mr. Birla as the Speaker. From the opposition side, Shiv Sena UBT leader Arvind Sawant, Supriya Sule of NCP Sharad Pawar and Anand Bhadauria of Samajwadi Party moved motions in favour of Mr. Suresh. In his address, Mr. Om Birla thanked all the members of the House for giving him the opportunity to work as the Speaker of the House again and showing trust in him. He asserted that enriching parliamentary values and democratic traditions will be his priority. He said, the 18th Lok Sabha is the world's largest celebration of democracy as over 64 crore voters participated in the elections with great enthusiasm. Mr. Birla said, in the last decade, the expectations, hopes and aspirations of the people have increased, and it is the responsibility of the MPs to make collective efforts to fulfil their aspirations in an effective manner. The Speaker underlined that the path of debate and discussion should be adopted in the House instead of stalemate. He said the means of protest should be as per the dignity of the House. Mr. Birla added that the Chair takes stern action only to maintain the dignity and decorum of the House.
18वीं लोकसभा हमारे एक नए विजन और नए संकल्प की सभा होनी चाहिए। देश के समक्ष ज्वलंत मुद्दों पर सार्थक चर्चा संवाद हो और विकसित भारत के संकल्प को पूरा करने के लिए इच्छा शक्ति के साथ ये संकल्प काम करे। मुझे प्रसन्नता है कि इस लोकसभा में 281 माननीय सदस्य पहली बार चुनकर आए हैं। मैं सदन की ओर से उनका अभिनंदन करता हूं।
Earlier, congratulating Mr. Birla on his election, the Prime Minister said history is being made today with the re-election of Mr. Birla for the second time. He said the House looks forward to his guidance in the next 5 years. He said Mr. Birla's work as parliamentarian should be an inspiration for the new members. He also said the previous Lok Sabha passed several path-breaking legislations under the chairmanship of Mr. Birla. Mr. Modi added that the previous Lok Sabha witnessed record productivity of 97% under the chairmanship of Mr. Birla.
आदरणीय अध्यक्ष महोदय, ये सदन का सौभाग्य है कि आप दूसरी बार इस आसन पर विराजमान हो रहे हैं। आपको और इस पूरे सदन को मेरी तरफ से मैं बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं। अमृत काल के इस महत्वपूर्ण कालखंड में दूसरी बार इस पद पर विराजमान होना बहुत बड़ा दायित्व आपको मिला है। हम सबका विश्वास है कि आप आने वाले 5 साल हम सबका मार्गदर्शन भी करेंगे और देश की आशा आपके छाये पूर्ण करने के लिए आपकी बहुत बड़ी भूमिका रहेगी।
Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi also congratulated Mr. Birla, saying that this House represents the people's voice. He assured Mr. Birla of the opposition's support in the smooth functioning of the House. He said cooperation happens on the basis of trust and voices of opposition should be allowed to be raised. He added that the government may have political power, but opposition also represents the voice of the people.
Speaker, sir, I'd like to congratulate you for your successful election, for the second time that you have been elected. I'd like to congratulate you on behalf of the entire opposition. This House represents the voice of India's people. And you, Speaker Sir, are the final arbiter.
Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav expressed hope that the opposition would get ample time to express their voice.
आप इस सदन के स्पीकर दोबारा चुने गए हैं. आपके पास 5 साल का जहां अनुभव रहा है, वहीं आपके पुराने और नए सदन का भी आपको अनुभव रहा है. मैं अपनी तरफ से, अपने साथ के सभी सदस्यों की तरफ से बहुत बहुत बधाई और शुभकामना देता हूं.
टीएमसी एमपी सुदीप बंदोपाध्याय रेज्ड द इश्यू ऑफ सस्पेंशन ऑफ अपोजिशन एमपीज इन द 17th लोकसभा. ही सेड लेजिस्लेशन शुड बी पास्ड इन द हाउस विद प्रॉपर डिस्कशन. शिवसेना यूबीटी लीडर अरविंद सावंत होप्ड दैट द हाउस वुड डिस्कस ऑल द मेजर इश्यूज ऑफ पीपल्स इंटरेस्ट इन द 18th लोकसभा. NCP Sharad Pawar MP Supriya Sule congratulated Speaker Birla and said he did a tremendous job as a speaker in his previous tenure. Shri Ram Barne of Shiv Sena Shinde Group hoped that Mr. Birla would take everyone together in running the house. LJPR leader and Union Minister Chirag Paswan said the election is over and now members should focus on work related to people's affairs. Apna Dal leader and Union Minister Anupriya Patel also lauded Mr. Birla for smoothly conducting the House in the 17th Lok Sabha. RJD leader Abhay Sinha, Harsimrat Kaur Badal of Akali Dal, Mithun Reddy of YSRCP, Sunil Tatkare of NCP, Asaduddin Owaisi of AIMIM, N.K. Premchandran of RSP, Chandrasekhar of Azad Samaj Party and others also expressed their views on the occasion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated Om Birla on being re-elected as the Speaker of the Lok Sabha. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said Mr. Birla's exemplary commitment to strengthening parliamentary democracy will reinforce the glory of the Indian Constitution and the values enshrined in it. Mr. Shah extended his best wishes to Mr. Birla for his next tenure. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
Welcome back to the Midday News. The Supreme Court today allowed Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to withdraw his petition challenging the Delhi High Court's decision imposing an interim stay on his bail in the money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. Senior advocate Abhishek Manu Singhvi, appearing for Mr. Kejriwal, apprised the vacation bench that he intends to withdraw the current petition to file a fresh one challenging the final order of the High Court. Yesterday, the Delhi High Court stayed the trial court order granting bail to the AAP leader. The High Court agreed with the Enforcement Directorate's allegations that the trial court did not hear the probe agency properly. The Rouse Avenue Court in the National Capital on the 20th of June had ordered the Delhi Chief Minister's release, highlighting the Enforcement Directorate had failed to procure any direct evidence linking him with the proceeds of the crime. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav visited Lok Nayak Hospital and met Delhi Water Minister Atishi to know about her health condition. Ms. Atishi is currently undergoing treatment after her blood sugar level dropped on Monday during hunger strike. The hunger strike, which began on the 21st of this month over demand for more water from Haryana, was suspended following her hospitalization. A central investigation team has reached Bid in connection with the NEET exam scam. According to primary information received from police sources, some teachers of Majalgaon Taluka of the district have been interrogated by the team. Yesterday, an accused in the NEET 2024 exam scam was arrested by Latur police. The name of the accused is Sanjay Jadhav. He was produced before the court yesterday and was remanded to police custody till the 2nd of July. With this arrest, two of the four accused have been arrested so far. On the recent steps taken by the centre in connection with NEET UG examination, Vice Chancellor Gujarat University Dr. Neeraj Gupta said steps taken by the central government this time will improve the examination pattern in the future. Chancellor of Bareilly International University, Keshav Kumar Agarwal, appealed to the students to be patient and said that the government is taking appropriate decisions in their interest. India has asserted that as the United Nations turns 80 next year, it is high time to reform the Security Council by expanding its permanent and non-permanent categories to enable it to manage today's global conflicts effectively. Minister in India's permanent mission to the UN, Prateek Mathur, said this while delivering India's statement at the UN General Assembly debate on the annual report of the Security Council. He said since performance assessment has become one of the focus areas of the UN as part of the discussions on global governance reforms, the Security Council too needs to prove its credibility and improve its performance.
Only this can enable the Council to manage effectively today's conflicts around the globe, as well as the increasingly complex and interconnected global challenges the world faces today.
Mr. Mathur noted that annual reports of the Security Council must inform, highlight, and analyze measures it has decided upon or taken to maintain international peace and security during the reporting period. In Kenya, at least 5 persons were shot dead by police and a section of the parliament building went up in flames as demonstrations against new tax proposals escalate. An angry crowd broke through police lines to storm the parliament in the capital, Nairobi, vandalizing the interior and setting parts of the complex on fire. The ceremonial mace, symbolizing the authority of the legislature, was stolen. To control the mob, police opened fire, killing at least 5 people. In an address last evening, President William Ruto said all means will be deployed to thwart any attempts by dangerous criminals to undermine the security and stability of the country. Protests against an unpopular finance bill, which includes several tax hikes, have been ongoing for days, but they escalated yesterday as MPs passed an amended bill. Today is the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. The day, which is also known as World Drug Day, is marked on the 26th of June every year to strengthen action and cooperation in achieving a world free of drug abuse. The theme for the day this year is "The Evidence is Clear, Invest in Prevention." More on this from our correspondent.
The United Nations General Assembly decided to observe the day as an expression of its determination to strengthen action and cooperation to achieve international society free of drug abuse. This global observance aims to raise awareness about this menace. In India, the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment is implementing the National Action Plan for Drug Demand Reduction. It has launched the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan across the country as a massive community outreach program. Over 342 integrated rehabilitation centers for addicts are supported by the ministry. Besides, the government has also set up a toll-free helpline 14446 for providing primary counseling and immediate referral services. Arpita Chaudhary, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Manipur, the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking was observed across the state. The state, bordering Myanmar and infested with drug abuse for many years, has pledged to eradicate the drug menace during the observation. Chief Minister N. Biren Singh flagged off a motorbike rally organized by the state police today. More from our correspondent.
Chief Minister N. Biren Singh in his address said that the present Manipur crisis is linked with the campaign against drug. He also said that 297 persons involved in drug use were arrested since the campaign was launched in 2018. According to the report of State Narcotics and Affairs of Border, 18,664 acres of land where poppy was planted were destroyed in the last 7 years under the campaign of war against drug in the state. Akashwani News, Imphal.
In swimming, young Indian talent Dhinadhida Singhu and seasoned campaigner Srihari Natraj qualified for the 2024 Paris Olympics through the university quota. Swimming Federation of India made the announcement in this regard. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Senior BJP leader Om Birla elected as Speaker of the Lok Sabha for the second time. Prime Minister Modi, leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi and leaders across party lines congratulate the new Speaker. India asserts for reforms in UN Security Council to enable it to effectively manage today's global conflicts. In Kenya, 5 persons shot dead by police during agitations against new tax proposals by the government. International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking being observed today. And in swimming, Thinidhi Singhu and Sri Hari Natraj qualify for Paris Olympics. And with that, we end the midday news.